Good morning, everybody. This is a brief, this is Dave Weiner at first, and this is a very brief morning coffee notes for Friday, May 13th, 2005. Today I listened to Chris Lydon's pilot broadcast, or actually pilot podcast of his new radio show on PRI called Open Source, and I was going to write a little essay, and then I thought, well, how appropriate would it be to write an essay when I could actually just, like, open up my microphone, my, you know, little recorder app and my microphone, and just record a little response. Let me just set the stage for you. I listened to Chris's podcast. I was walking north on the beach, starting about a couple miles south of Crescent Beach in Florida. I was actually walking south, not north, sorry. And on the way south, I walked on the sand. And the beach here is very wide and very flat. And it wasn't exactly low tide, but it certainly wasn't anything remotely close to high tide. So there was lots and lots of sand, and it's flat, and it's not mushy sand. It's sort of like it's like walking on pavement. So it's not really comfortable to walk barefoot. So I wear these sandals, rubber sandals, and because you can also walk in the water with the rubber sandals, which is kind of cool. They're good for walking on the sort of hard pack sand, which is much better than walking on the soft sand. The soft sand where you sort of like every step is a trudge. And this isn't like that. This is like walking on a sidewalk. It's really comfortable. And every so often you come to an inlet, a little inlet in the sand, where the water from the waves, it's sort of like a little tide pool, and as the wave comes in, the water comes up, and it never fully goes all the way out, and so you get your feet a little wet, which is kind of refreshing. The water this time of year already isn't really very refreshing. It's already quite warm, which makes for good swimming. It's not shocking. Although I kind of liked it when it was really cold a couple of months ago, when the water was much colder, and then when you go in swimming, of course, well, it was kind of hard to get acclimated, but when you came out, you felt like good to your bones. It was so nice. It's a really nice sort of nice, bony sort of nice feeling. So I walked a half an hour south, and then I turned around and walk back, and coming north, it took me more than a half hour because I walked a little more slowly because I walked in the water up to about my knees at points, and of course, as the waves would come in, it would get deeper, and as the waves would go out, it would get more shallow, of course, I enjoy that way of walking much more. And on the way south, I mostly listened to Jay Rosen and Lex from Greensboro, and on the way north, Lisa Williams, who I think stole the show. She was the star. She was talking about, as always, I mean, I don't just say that because I like to sort of, you know, sometimes you feel weird about it because, well, you know, it's like people might think, well, you're saying that because she's a woman. But Lisa, and, you know, we try to be gender balanced in everything we do, right? And you can't do it in the blogging world. It's impossible. There just aren't enough women. And so it's, you know, it's, but I tell you, Lisa is one of those, they're like two kinds of women. Sorry. Oh boy, am I going to get in trouble for this? Whatever. See, that's the problem, is that women have us so intimidated. They make all kinds of incredibly personal and deep statements about men. Like Hallie Sue talks about what it means to be an alpha male, and Shelley Powers talks about she makes my whole gender responsible for the sort of piggishness of one group of people who put on conferences. Hey, they exclude me too. You know, it's not just that they exclude women. I find that places that exclude people, generally, I tend to get excluded. You know, I think it'll make a lot of people uncomfortable. Part of it is because I'm, like, Jewish. And there is a lot of anti-Semitism in the world. And, you know, and it's not considered a cause. It's not, you don't hear it. People go, let's be balanced, you know, ethnically balanced. And I think a lot of the stuff that I was getting in Nashville, honest to goodness, I think a lot of it was anti-Semitism. You should see some of the cartoons they drew. I was shocked that they made me look like a rabbi. And I don't really look like a rabbi. I mean, I don't think I do. I've got a lot of, like, you know, non-Jewish blood in me. So, you know, well, you know, whatever. I am Jewish, though. Anyway, I digress. Lisa Williams is one of those women who never makes an issue out of... But she belongs, and she's great, and I've included her as a discussion leader at BloggerCon, and she was one of the regulars at Berkman Thursdays, and she really did steal the show. She has this sort of charm to her that is just, you know, it's refreshing. And then Doug Kay came on, and Doug explained what podcasting was about, and then Ben Walker, who Ben doesn't like me, and I know that because he's come out and said it quite a few times, and I think he doesn't like me because I said some things that he didn't like about public radio. We had a and you know, whatever. He asked me what I thought once. He told me what I thought. He said, "You like public radio because it gives you all this information and, you know, it keeps you informed." And I raised my hand and I said, no, that's not why I like public radio. Because I do like public radio. And I said, I like it because it's relaxing. And it's true. I mean, I don't really listen to public radio very much now. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. But it's the truth. But, you know, when I lived in Boston, when I would be working, I would keep public radio on all the time while I was doing, you know, technical work or writing work or whatever. And believe me, if it weren't relaxing, I couldn't, if it were mentally and intellectually stimulating, I couldn't have it on while I was working. And so Ben, you know, you gotta sort of trust me on that. And so one of the things that I was evangelizing, and one of the reasons Ben didn't like me, or so I gathered, was because I was, you know, an evangelist of podcasting. And although it wasn't at the time called podcasting, it is in every sense what eventually became to be known as podcasting. And it was kind of interesting. I wanted Chris, if Chris were sort of more, I mean, Chris is a friend of Ben's, and he said as much, and maybe this is why you don't want friends interviewing other friends, because one question I would have asked Ben had I been interviewing him was, "Hey, Ben, am I okay now that you like podcasting?" Because, I mean, Ben has the podcasting religion. He really gets it. Although I have to say that Chris could use a kick in the ass about podcasting, which is why I picked up the microphone and decided to do this podcast today. Because Chris, while I love you and I think you're great and I expect your show is going to be great, the sooner you get this particular bug out of your butt, the sooner your show is going to go and soar to great new heights. And the problem is this, is that, and I'm going to project wildly here, and I'm going to tell you why Chris has the attitude that he has, and I could be way wrong, but honestly, I don't think I am. And Chris, you got to know, I hope you're listening to this, you got to know that this is, I'm in the spirit of wanting to be helpful and to sort of like save you some time, basically. This is what I think. Anyway, Chris is a radio professional and does a wonderful job of interviewing people, and his polish is, you know, second to none. And, you know, their show, you know, they hit all the marks. I don't even know how they do it. I mean, you know, it's sort of like, you know, how does somebody make a website flow well? Well, that I know how to do, but how do you make a radio show flow the way Chris does it and Mary and whoever else is working on it? You know, maybe at some point I'll be that way, but it's really actually not one of my goals. You know, I like doing a rough radio program. I like doing a rough podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. I like it rough. I like it rough because, as I've said so many times before, is that when it's too processed, I'm suspicious. That, you know, that's my clue that the humanity has been sucked out of it, and that's the nutrition, you know, that I get from. It's when it becomes soothing and relaxing. But if it has a rough sort ofness to it, a lack of production, well, you can't listen to that in the background. It's sort of like, hey, this guy's talking to me, and you know, it's kind of distracting if somebody's talking to you while you're trying to get some work done. So when a professional hears podcasts, what do they snap to? What's their How do they, you know, what do they glom onto? Oh, well, quality is really bad. It's really shit. It's awful stuff. Most of it's crap. Blah, 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 blah. Well, no, Chris, it's not crap. Somebody thinks it's not crap. Somebody thinks it's good, okay? And this whole idea that it has to be high quality is such a 20th century idea. And that idea just has to die. It just has to go. It's going to go. And if you want to have your feet planted firmly in blogging and in podcasting, if you want to be a conduit for the ideas that flow out of this space, you have to learn to stop insisting on the highest quality of production, or the most beautiful voice, the most mellifluous voice, the most sonorous voice, the most beautiful voice. You know, listen to the last podcast that I did, the Pisa podcast, Pisa, as in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, which was a speech that I delivered. I don't even know if they actually ever listened to it. I hope they did. But it was done for a conference of technology users in Pisa, Italy. And I explained, it's 25 minutes, it's definitely worth listening to. I'd say listen to it all the way through because the point is we, and I don't want to repeat myself, is that creativity is so important. Creativity, you know, when your kid brings home a drawing from school that they created themselves that reflects some story that they want to tell, you don't call that crap, right? In fact, it's not hard to see the beauty in that. That there's a little human being there, a new human being, who is creating something. And this is reflective off of something inside of them that they're wanting to communicate to you. They've chosen to show this to you because they want you to understand this part of themselves. They want you to see that they're beautiful. That they are colorful, that they see something that they have perhaps some difficulty explaining, but if you'll just look more closely, you'll see that it's really very nice. So you don't hand it back to a child and say, hey, you know, come back to me when you have all the production values down and when, you know, you hit all those cues, when you're as good as Chris Lydon is. You don't hand that back to the child and say, this is crap. Or you don't look at a classroom full of art produced by young people, young, new people, and say, you know, most of the art that's created in kindergarten is crap. We don't do that. We don't do that because we love them, because we love them, we appreciate their struggle, and it brings a tear to your eye to think about this beautiful new person who wants to say something. Now, understand that I know this is kind of soppy, okay? Get it. But it's true. It, inside of all of us, it's still that little kindergartner who wants to say something beautiful. Maybe we don't even know what it is, but we love the idea of saying something that moves other people. And that we've had this beaten out of us. We've had this idea that we're good enough to do a painting. We didn't need permission to do that when we were children. We believed in our ability to be creative when we were children. Nobody told us we had to be the best. We knew that what we had to say was important, and so we said it. Nobody ever said that you had to be better than anybody. In fact, they taught us the opposite, that just being yourself was good enough. And it's still true. That's my point. It didn't change. Nothing changed. We just took some wrong turns. We really went in the wrong direction in a lot of ways. And thank God we get to correct that now. We get to do it right. And that means we have to stamp out these attitudes. These attitudes that the people aren't, their creativity isn't important because it's everything. It's what we need to tap into to make this world work. And, you know, Chris, God bless you for stepping up to the plate again and, you know, and putting your heart into your work, into what you do. You're an incredible teacher. But you know what they say about teachers is that we always teach what we need to learn the most, right? So, you know, we're on this journey. We're all in it together. And I think that's the real message. That's the real lesson. You know, Marshall McLuhan said it, the medium is the message. It's still true. it's still really what we're doing. It still is it. It still is what we do. So, you know, my motto about this and about blogging is come as you are. We're all just folks. So that's why I didn't turn off the dishwasher before I started this. And that's why I left the roughness in there, the stuff that's likely to get me into total shitload of trouble. You know, even though I am a feminist, even though I was raised in a feminist context, even though I believe in everybody's right to participate, and I don't think that it's more important or less important that men or women or Jews or Gentiles or people with disabilities or young or old, I think that we want everybody's gift. We want everybody to be part of what we're of everything they want to be part of. And so anyway, that's my podcast for the day. It's a 17 minute going on 18 minute special. My name is Dave Weiner. It's Friday the 13th. One more thing to call out to Adam Curry, who has got his pod show on Sirius is debuting right now as we speak. I wish I could listen to it. I don't have a Sirius satellite radio, but you know, I'm going to be listening to the, you know, what everybody has to say about it. Good luck to you, Adam. Knock him dead, break a leg, you know, all the rest of that shit. And I don't know. Boy. Okay, everybody. See y'all later. Bye. This is Dave.